Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tom Brady likes that song too. He tastes avocado tequila. That's his thing. Hilarious. Hello, Thursday. Oh, I have a little bit of blue sky. It's not particularly sunny, but we're looking for rain to start a little later today. So batten down the hatches. And if you thought yesterday was so nice that you pulled out your outdoor cushions, pull them back in. Mm-hmm. Celebrity Trash brought to you by The Friend Zone. Oh, no, you're stuck in The Friend Zone? Alice to the rescue. We have a thing going on where we got a little thing. We're going to help you out here. It ends this Sunday. So here's the deal. You download radio.com, the app. It's just an app. It sounds like a URL, but it's just an app, radio.com. And then heart Alice at 97.3. Make us your favorite on there. And that's all you have to do for a chance to win a getaway for two to the Silverado Resort and Spa. We will get you out of the friend zone for good.
That sounds great.
Hey, bestie, want to go change our relationship forever?
So what you're telling me is I don't send a dong pic. What I do is get the radio.com app and
yes.
Sign up. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, you know. It's sponsored in part by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center, where social distance makes the heart grow fonder. Let's reunite at our place, sfgcjm.com. Go to radioalice.com. All the details are there. You can check it all out and figure out how to get yourself entered for that. It's as easy as getting the radio.com app, which you should probably have anyway. Come on now. Okay, we'll begin with just a quick recap on the Bruce Springsteen thing. We talked about this at length this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a pretty big story yesterday. Bruce Springsteen was arrested back in November for drunk driving, and when that information hit the interwebs, Jeep pulled the Super Bowl ad. So don't worry, you can still find it if you want to. In fact, I think it's on Springsteen's Instagram page. But he was arrested. It looks like he got a DUI at Gateway National Recreation Area in New Jersey on November 14th. He was charged with driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, consuming alcohol in a closed area. I don't have any kind of comment from him yet. And Jeep is saying, we're not scrapping this. We're pressing pause. We want all the facts to come out on this. And we think we need to just step back for a minute. They said it's a message. It's a great ad. It's a message of community and unity. It's as relevant as ever, as is the message that drinking and driving can never be condoned. So just a quick recap of that. And now we get into more from Marilyn Manson. This is, it's not good. It's another testimony from, a statement that someone has put out there about their experience. This woman, you know, from Game of Thrones, she was a hooker, and I think her name was Roz. Her name in real life is Esme Bianco, and she says that her relationship with Manson almost destroyed her. So she's the one, I think she's the hooker that Joffrey chained to his bed and shot with an arrow. Do you remember this girl? She started off in...
Well, I remember, I don't remember the face. I do remember that sicko did that. And but...
So this hooker came down from the north, where I think she was like Theon Greyjoy's favorite hooker. And she came down, there's some pictures you might recognize her from. from Game of Thrones. She comes down and like that Littlefinger guy, he is her pimp. And remember, he's all pissed at her because she's mad about something. And
I don't
like,
remember
her
specifically. I know the scenes you're talking about. I remember Littlefinger had hookers.
Yeah.
Or ran a brothel. But that's as far as I know. I saw the pictures, though, so I'm familiar with who you're talking about.
So Esme Bianco is her name, and she is joining the group of women who've come forward with claims of assault and abuse against musician Marilyn Manson. She details her relationship. She called him, quote, a monster who almost destroyed me and almost destroyed so many women. This is part of a New York magazine that came out yesterday. In the piece, she says, during the years-long relationship, he assaulted her without consent in a music video shoot and during sex, rigidly set rules for her life, and once chased her with an axe. That was the end for her, the axe chasing. She says she met him in 2009. She was 26 years old. That's when she entered into a relationship, and he first became violent with her while shooting a music video for the song I Want to Kill You Like They Do in the Movies. He initially said the role would require her to pretend to like being manhandled by me. That was his quote. During the production, she says he whipped her, tied her up with cables, and used a violet wand sex toy.
I've never seen this music video, for the record. Have you?
No, I haven't. Okay. It apparently, this wand sex toy produces electricity, and he would whip her and then use this on the whip mark or something to that effect on injuries. She says we never discussed consent and that. And after this shoot, they'd begun an affair. That wasn't the red flag. She actually moved in with him for a short time in 2011. So they started hanging together, and I don't know. I mean, I thought he was dating Evan Rachel Wood in 2009. I wonder if that was right around the time they broke up. During the time she was with him, she says he controlled her schedule, what she could wear, when she could leave his apartment. He bit her during sex without consent, and or consent, one of those you choose. And once cut her with a knife and later sent an image of the injuries to his then assistant and a bandmate. She says, I basically felt like a prisoner. I came and went at his pleasure. Who I spoke to was completely controlled by him. I called my family hiding in a closet. She said she fled his apartment in June of 2011, not long after he'd chased her around the place with an axe, and that's when she broke up with him. So that's the latest allegations against that delightful Marilyn Manson. Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know how to comment on stories like this. I think that we often, especially if you haven't experienced it, one of the things that crosses your mind is, where is personal responsibility come into play? But then you hear from people who say that this torture happens slow, it happens systematically.
There's
and
a
then
brainwashing component.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't really comment on it. It sounds like this person, Marilyn Manson, is a monster and in plain view. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought that was a costume that he put on, like anybody puts on their work uniform, except his looks like that.
Right.
That's what I thought of him. You know, Jane puts on her goth outfit. That doesn't mean she goes and whips people, right?
Right. Goth people are very emotionally in touch with themselves.
So I don't know. It's really sad to know, though, that in plain view, until someone finally spoke up, this had been going on for years.
Right. Another one of her claims was that he would gather people around and play her sex scenes for them. Just like, you know, look what a whore she looks like here. There. Like, just to humiliate her. So, not a great guy, turns out. Here's something fun. Totally different thing. This is adorable. You may have seen Willow Sage Hart. That is Pink's daughter, performing with her mother recently. We saw a couple things where she piped right in and she sang and she sounded great. I think it was like that Christmas special.
Yeah, it was really, really cute.
Well, she is on the road to superstardom. She's got
Willow is.
She's got another song coming out. Pink posted a tiny little clip of it on her Instagram. Or I'm sorry, I think this is a tweet. One of the social media things. The song is called Cover Me in Sunshine, featuring Willow Sage Hart. So it's a Pink song, but Willow's all over it, and it's going to come out on tomorrow, on Friday. So we'll get to hear a little more of it. But I do have a small tease of it, and you can definitely hear the little girl. Here we go. Sunshine, shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be all right. Cover me in sunshine. That's it. That's all you get. Little teaser. We'll hear a little more of that probably tomorrow when we do the new music.
That's cute.
But she's so proud of her daughter, and it's really cute. It's quite a long video leading up to the part where she actually plays the clip. And it's really, you know,
I prefer that to my kid's latest adventure was, and she was so excited to do this that she couldn't eat her dinner, and she was like just waiting, knowing that she had to wait till after dinner to do this. So she plays a video game called Roblox, and last night was her first YouTube gaming video. And so she goes in there and makes a video with the iPad. She puts that on, aimed at the TV. And I loved her little intro, which if I could find it, I'd play it for you.
Oh, my God. This
part's
funny.
Cute. But she's like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm about to start my YouTube video. Here we go. And then she starts playing video games and so
she's narrating along as she's making decisions in the game.
As she's playing games like she watches on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
And then I
did you get her own little channel? How are you putting
this was
these
her
up?
First video. I don't know. This just happened last night. I didn't even know that this was on her, you know, agenda until dinner time when she couldn't focus. And I'm like, what is your problem? I'm about to do my first YouTube video. I'm like, okay. So you can't eat?
No, I'm
apparently
too
not right. Too excited.
She should have done it first, and then she could have
been producing.
Down. Yeah, she's a
two
producer
and
now.
A half hours later. I go down there, and she's still going
on YouTube.
She's videoing this thing
to put on YouTube.
Oh, but she went, and I'm just like 2.5 hours. She may be a radio person.
I'm telling you, you got to get that podcast rolling, Vinny. I listened to it.
Do you know if she was going for 2.5 hours straight, or was she maybe recutting?
Was there a break?
Oh, no. Up. She doesn't think anything she's done is bad.
That's the thing with kids.
Kids?
I'm doing it. It's amazing.
Right. No, kid. Even my 2-year-old, I go, oh, my God, you look so pretty today. And her answer is, I know.
That's adorable. You got to teach her what the right answer to that is.
Well, I
even
mean,
if you,
you
do
know
the answer is thank you. Even Cameron, though it's true, you.
Cameron sees a picture of herself. She goes, "Oh, so cute."
Yeah, right. See, it's universal. It's a real universal.
And it's a healthy. It's a healthy way to be. You just need to know that you can't really rub people's face on how cute you are.
Right.
All right, settle in, everyone. The Rock Hall nominees are out. Who's in? Who's out? Who might get in? Who might be out? This is there's 16 of them. This is the class of 2021, and these are just the nominees. So I think they whittle it down to about 6 each year, 6 or 8 maybe. These are skewing toward female and diverse candidates. They are for this year, 2021, Rage Against the Machine. The Foo Fighters, they're eligible this year. Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, Iron Maiden, New York Dolls, Devo, Carole King, LL Cool J, Todd Rundgren, Dionne Warwick, Chaka Khan, The Go-Go's, Kate Bush, and Fela Kuti. I don't know who that is. Can you pull me up some Fela Kuti?
Fela Kuti. Well, there's one band you mentioned that's undeniable, and do you know what it is?
Iron Maiden.
No.
Carole King.
It's Devo. But I do also think Iron Maiden should be there, but Devo was one of my first loves. I love Devo.
Yeah, I know you've said, I actually think like if you really want to get down to, you know, who's contributed the most, and you can make arguments for any of these if you're a fan, but Carole King has written songs for everyone for decades. I would say she's a shoo-in. Some of these people, you can't even believe they're not in there yet. The Go-Go's aren't in.
The Go-Go's should be in, for sure.
So Fela Kuti is F-E-L-A.
I got it. It's just I want to make sure that it's clean because some of the titles are just straight up explicit.
All right. Well, so I'll do the story. In the meantime, you find me something that we can hear from her. To be eligible, you had to have a single or an album released in 95 or earlier. It's like a 25-year thing. The final class will be announced in May. Usually it's like 6 or 7 people from this field of 16 make it in. And then the ceremony happens in Cleveland. They hope to do it live, and they hope to do it sometime this fall. We'll see how that goes. 8 of the acts were nominated for the first time. It was a first time for the Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Fela Kuti, whoever that is, Dionne Warwick, and Tina Turner as a solo act. So this is their first time. All of them have been eligible before, except for the Foo Fighters and Jay-Z. They're in their first year of eligibility, nominated right off the bat. Other acts that became eligible that they could have nominated include the Backstreet Boys, Sugar Ray, Ben Folds 5, Garbage, Incubus, Jewel, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Ramstein, D'Angelo, and the Chemical Brothers. They were all this. They could have been nominated this year. They weren't. Sometimes it takes a while, people.
This is...
Oh, this is Fela Kuti.
If you want cook soup, now what are you going to...
I can find 6 people other than this guy to vote for.
I'm not feeling it, Bob.
Yeah.
As you were telling me all those stats, though, it's such self-created drama. Like, they could just put everyone in, but they've made their own rules.
They have.
So here they are saying, well, only so many people can get in each year. Why? Because you say?
Yep.
Why not just put them all
in? We have a show that makes us money, and we can't really have 50 acts. So,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
People who were snubbed again, I don't know if this means that these people were never nominated or this is just, you know, everyone feels like they should be in there. Motorhead, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. They're great. Warren Zevon, Jethro Tull, Megadeth, The Scorpions, Twisted Sister, Slayer, Bad Company. Bad Company's not in there? What? Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Procol Harum. Ozzy Osbourne, he's in with Black Sabbath, but not as a solo artist. Peter Frampton, Styx, Jane's Addiction, Blue Oyster Cult, Iggy Pop, The Smiths, Sonic Youth, Soundgarden, Oasis, none of them nominated the Pixies. Motley Crue actually won an unofficial fan vote that's held at the actual Rock Hall, and they've not nominated last year.
A lot of those names you just read should be in.
Agreed.
Frankly, I feel like they should just put all of them in and make a nice little museum with each great artist and their contributions to music.
Maybe
they're
going
to run out because there's, you know, while music was huge, music no longer pays. So
it doesn't. Well, all these oldies, though, eventually, give it 100 years, they'll all be in, won't they? Or forgotten forever by history. Last year, the inductees were Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. So that's the Rock Hall nominees. Let me see if I have time for one more here. Oh, I will mention this because this has been floating around for a few days, and it's that Northwest, Kanye and Kim's, that's the eldest kid, right? The daughter?
I couldn't say.
Yeah, she's the first one.
I don't know, 7 years old. She has done an oil painting, or so it's alleged, that is magnificent. Mm. And she holds it up for the camera and smiles, and her mom says, oh my God, I'm so proud. So, of course, everyone immediately starts doing memes where she's holding up the Mona Lisa. Show him this picture. Like, what she's done is a beautiful painting. It's beautiful. Everyone's like, BS, I'm calling on that. That's not true. Turns out, and I don't know how real this is, the daughter of the woman who gives the classes has gone on and showed a picture that she painted when she was, there's the painting that that Northwest allegedly did.
At 7.
7 years old.
No.
Agreed.
I've seen what 7-year olds do. No.
But here's the thing. This woman who supposedly taught her was like a disciple of Bob Ross. And if you look at it, there are specific things that he would teach you. Like if you ever watch the old Bob Ross thing where in half an hour you're painting
happy
motel,
trees.
The happy trees, happy birds, it's there is a method to it, and it is possible that she painted that. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's hard to believe, but it is possible.
Well,
and I just don't know that Kim would put it up there if she hadn't painted it. There are a lot of really funny memes, though.
Moni, really?
Oh, God, it's hilarious.
You mean along with the pictures of her her surgery-enhanced butt?
Yes, up next to her surgery-enhanced butt is the picture painted by Northwest.
Yeah, you don't think those people are into phonying things up?
I'm going to say that after having watched the daughter of the teacher's thing and her showing her paintings that she had done, I went, all right. I guess I can believe it, but I feel you and your skepticism.
I color almost daily with a 7-year-old. She's good. She can stay in the lines now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's no, how do I say this, sort of a uniform touch when she applies color.
Right.
There's
You need to get her into these art lessons, Vinny, and, you know, get her putting her stuff up on motel walls.
Have you ever seen Kanye's painting when he was young?
Let me see. Here. This is Kanye painted when he was how old?
Teenager. But, you know.
Teenager. Yeah. He's very artistic. Very artistic.
He is very artistic, yeah. And if you start him young and you have a proper teacher, you know, maybe these 7-year-olds could do that.
Well, listen, you know.
It's a maybe,
Vin. I hope North goes on to be the best painter of all times.
Well, it would be nice if she had something to hang her own hat on as opposed to my family's famous. The end. Oh, look at Kanye
Is that young man Kanye?
Yeah, that's young Kanye.
Oh, look at him.
He's very artistic. Those are beautifully done pieces. There's some, looks like pencil drawings and then a couple paintings, too. All right, that's all I have time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we'll get to the latest dating trend as we head into Valentine's. Also, doobie weed sales.
Ooh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.